Oh gosh. See, this is why I don't do LFR, dude. I don't know why you insist we keep trying it. These people have absolutely no idea of what they're doing. This shit's so easy. Like, you basically cannot lose. You cannot lose unless the healer goes on a suicide mission and aggros three packs of mobs. And they managed to do exactly that. I know the guild is a little dead lately because everyone's on vacation for the summer. Holy shit. I'd rather do duels as a holy priest all day than this. Okay, fine. Okay, you're right. I'll try to hold back on the salt. Just for today. Because it's a special day. Yeah. I'll be heading to the airport in an hour or so. I probably need to leave to finish packing my stuff and, other minor things, but do you mind if I say a little something first before I go? Okay, cool. Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna get to it. Stop. Okay, it's still hard to believe we're finally going to meet, honestly. I mean, we talk on voice and play together almost every day, and we have for like years. Sometimes I forget you're like a real person, like a human. If that makes sense. It probably doesn't, and it sounds really weird now that I think about it, but I hope you get it. No, I'm not nervous. Why would you say that? I don't know why I would be nervous about meeting a dork like you. Hey! I told you to stop calling me tsundere. Well, anyway, I need to leave now. I'm really looking forward to seeing you. Yeah, okay. I seriously have to go though. Bye. Okay, so how should I do this? Hey, long time no see. Wait, you haven't even seen him before. Oh, fuck. This doesn't make sense. Okay. It's good to see you. No, too generic, maybe. Hey, me. Oh! You're already here. Hi. You look a little different in person, you know? No, it's not a different god, it's just, just forget about it, nothing. It's not different god at all. Come on, you big dork. Give me a hug. I guess you're a real person after all. Who would have guessed? Okay. I know I'm not. Ugh. I know I might not be making a lot of sense here. It's probably because the trip got me super tired. Yeah. The flight got delayed a lot, and I really need to chill for a while. Can I come in now? Thanks. Hey, you always told me how your place is a mess, but it looks pretty clean here. Comfy, actually. Or did you just clean and organize everything just for me? How cute. Just kidding. I'm kidding. No, I'm not. No, I'm not hungry. I went to a restaurant before coming here, but thank you. I would definitely like to take a good shower, though. By the way, would you mind if I wear, like, pajamas here instead? I hope you don't, because I'm used to wearing nothing but comfy clothes all day. Great. Okay, great. Yeah, I'll be right back then. God. This feels so much better. I think I would die if I had to wear jeans for any longer. So, what do you want to do now? Watch something, maybe? I don't know. I'm happy as long as I'm spending time with you, to be honest. Yeah, of course I do. Stop looking at me like this. You're my best friend. No, I'm honest. I'm fine. There's nothing wrong here. Yeah, let's just lie down and find something to watch, okay? If I ask you something, do you promise you're not gonna think I'm weird? Okay, can we maybe cuddle? I mean, look at how far I traveled just to see you. I think that deserves some cuddles. Really? You're fine with it? Wow. That was easier than I expected. Here, I'll snuggle up to you. Just put your arms around me. Stop! No, I'm not smiling. Who am I kidding? I'm smiling like a child looking at ice cream, aren't I? God, fuck. Why does it have to be so hard to hide it now that I have you close to me? I was afraid that if I told you this, it might ruin our time together. But I've spent so many years thinking about it that I really just need to say it before I explode or something. And I think I already made it super obvious anyway. Oh, fuck, come on. You've been preparing for this for months. You can do this. Fuck. Huh? No, I didn't say anything. Do you remember the first time we met in-game? Like, way back in Wrath? In that boat going to Northrend? I still remember everything about that moment. The music, the zone, the silly message you sent me asking if I wanted to party up. Who would have guessed that something so small, like, just like a random moment in our days, would end up with us finding a guild together and, you know, like, becoming best friends and... And then we did so many things together during all those years. We raided together, leveled so many characters together, complained about stupid changes devs made to the game together. But as time went on, the game itself became the least important part. What I look forward to every single day was just... It was just spending time with you. Not just in the game. We spent a lot of time chatting online, just the two of us. Whenever I had a problem, you were so eager to help me out. And you'd always make me feel so important, like top priority. In a way, no one I knew for like real life ever did or treated me. What I'm trying to say is, all those moments with you are so important to me because you are important to me. You didn't only make the game more fun to me, you made my life more fun and just extremely brighter for me too. You know, I'm not good at socializing. I barely leave my house on most days. I spend most of my time just feeling lonely. But Every time I see that little chat notification saying you're online, and you ask if I want to voice chat, I feel so happy, and I get so many butterflies in my stomach. I even left my comfort zone and traveled all the way here just to see you. Even a couple years ago, I would have thought that was impossible. And now that I'm so close to you, it feels like my heart is going to burst. And for as much as I love to be your guilty and your friend, I want us to be more. I want this more than I've ever wanted anything. I'll understand though, if you can't think of me that way, you don't have to feel the same, I promise. Like, if you turn me down, I'll just pretend this never happened. Like, just forget the whole thing, and we can still enjoy this week we have together as friends, but after all this rambling, I guess I need to ask the question. Do you want to be the Malfurion to my Tyrande? I didn't expect you to. Do you know how long I've wanted this? I spent so many nights after you went to sleep thinking about how it would feel to be in your arms exactly like this. And I never thought it would actually happen. It was all just like a distant dream to me, and really? Oh my god. I can't believe we've both been waiting for so long if we always had feelings for each other. We could have been doing this so much sooner. When people in the guild chat told us we were going to be a couple one day, we both denied it to each other. I guess we're both tsundere's after all. Can I really call you mine now? For real? You know, you're the first guy I've ever kissed. I'm a little lost on what I should do next. But this feels so fucking good. Please grab me tighter. When you hold my hips like that, it makes my body feel all. It makes it feel tingly, I guess. Hey, can I ask you a question? Have you ever done it? Sex? Sorry for being so forward, but would you like it to try it for the first time together? I mean, we're both adults, and I think I've been a virgin for far too long. I really want to know how it's like, but the only person I could ever see myself wanting to do this with is with you. If you think this is too soon, though, that's fine. To be honest, I don't know what happened to me. I'm not like this normally. Honestly, I'm just like... Oh. I want you so bad. I'm glad we can find this out together then. You can climb on top of me. Here. Of course, I'm sure. You don't know how many times I thought about this moment, that you would come on top of me and make me yours. I'm more sure about this than I've been with anything. Trust me. God, it's not fair. Why do you have to be so fucking sexy? I get all like shivery when you look at my eyes like this, so close. You're starting to make me feel other things too. Yeah, I'm getting all wet for you. Getting really wet for you, baby. I'll take my bra off, okay? I want you to put your hands under my shirt and touch me. Your hands on me. I'm yours now. Finally yours. Wait, no, don't kiss my neck. Oh my god. Please just take your shirt off. I need to feel your chest. Here, I'll take mine off too. I hope you like my breasts. They're not as big as my characters. But I hope they're enough for you. Baby, I'll spread my legs for you. Please grind on me. Or, or do whatever you want. I don't really know. I just know that I need you. You're so hard. Fuck. Keep humping me. I never thought we'd be so close like this. And it feels so fucking good. I'll wrap my legs around you so you can go a little harder. Oh god. So thin, and I can feel you rubbing against my pussy. Fuck. Kiss my neck again. Keep doing this, please. I want more. my baby. I want to have you inside me. I need to have you inside me. Please take our clothes off. I'm ready. I'm so fucking ready. Yeah, it might hurt me a little bit, but I trust you. I trust you'll be gentle. You look even more sexy when you're naked. Look at what you did to me. I did say I was wet for you, didn't I? Come on. I'll help you find the hole. You feel so nice in my hand. Just put it in a bit lower and you can sorry, I'm nervous. Can I ask for something? Can you look into my eyes like you did before while you do it? I think it'll help me feel more comfortable. No, it's okay. Keep going. Even if it hurts a little, I promise I'm fine. I'm not crying because it hurts. It's just I was so afraid of never having you the way I wanted. And now that we're here, with our naked bodies touching, kissing, and taking each other's first time, I couldn't be happier. I'm completely yours now. You're so deep inside me. Please hold me. Let's wrap our bodies together. I love you. I feel so good. It really hurts now. It just feels amazing. Too much for me, but I love it. I love it so much. The way you fuck me, it's so firm and gentle at the same time. I think my mind is going blank. If I wrap my legs tightly around you, will you come inside me? I want you to go as deep as you can and fill me up. Mark me as yours once and for all. Come on, please. So amazing. You really are the best boyfriend I could ever have. Wait, I'm sorry. I didn't think we actually made it official. I'm sorry. Can I call you my boyfriend? I'll take that as a yes. Ew, he's so amazing. And funny. And gentle. And you're also so hot. I mean, you fucked me harder than BFA did. I'm sorry. Do you know how long I've been wanting to make that joke? See? I can be the biggest dork ever around you, and you still look at me like I'm the best girl in the world. You don't know how happy that makes me. You honestly have no idea. Baby? Can you hold me now? I was already tired before we started. And now I'm even more. I know we only have a week together, but let's not think about it the bad way, you know? We should make this the best week ever. Like, the best. And I'm positive it will be. As long as I'm with you. Tomorrow we can decide whether we'll do something or not, you know? We can fuck some more. We can go on a date or whatever. But for now, I really need to go to sleep for a pretty long time. Keep holding me like this. And let me fall asleep in your arms. That's everything I could ever want. I love you. Good night.